A Senate panel endorses General Petraeus to lead in Afghanistan. This isn't a surprise. Petraeus didn't reveal much, kind of towed the line, didn't give an end date for Afghanistan, talked about starting to withdraw troops in 2011, which was the date that was already floating about. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, Coast to Coast, and all those spots and ports in between. We like to call it water cooler buzz, baby, at its best. Don't be shy. Belly up to the phone and dial the digits if you have anything to say. 800-259-5791. So it might be a layup on one hand when it comes to Petraeus, although isn't it interesting how fates and fortunes change? He was getting shellacked by media.org not long ago as the Petraeus general. So in the meantime, Supreme Court nominee Elena Kagan listened to a lot of questions and answered back, making some jokes from the rank and file, Republicans and Democrats that are part of the Senate Judiciary Committee. I do not believe that this will be much of a fight, and you're not going to see some big, blaring, ugly headlines come out of it. More, it'll be on the lighter side and diffusing. She's a good evader, and so far that's what seemed to have happened in the first day. And that's, frankly, what they're prepped to do. If you're the nominee, you go up and listen. It's easy to go back and look at some of the explosive confirmation hearings and tell somebody who's going to be up there, don't do this, don't do that. Evade, evade, evade. That is the key word I bet she heard. And they might not use that word, but something close to it. Less is more. Less is more. How about that? Speaking of less is more, there's going to be less Larry King coming your way as he's ending his show after 25 years. So who takes his place? Just a curiosity thing, because you see Larry King everywhere. And if you flip around, he's on the commercials all over the place, and he was the guy for a long time that was holding up that network. If King's gone, who is going to hold up the network? They can't find anyone in the 8 o'clock slot, so they throw in now Elliot Spitzer, client number 9, jumps into the seat, which is crazy to me, the disgraced governor. And all the trappings of the shows around it don't seem to get much in the way of ratings. So I think King going helps to sink CNN even further. But where do we start? We start with jobs. Stocks and jobs were really tanking on the day on Tuesday, but also it's taking a chunk out of the mood in America. If you were to believe what people are talking about, the Consumer Confidence Index shows that it fell dramatically last month, adding to pretty much the evidence that we don't want to spend our way back to growth. And now you keep hearing this scary term. I heard one of the Treasury guys say it the other day, double dip recession. So businesses are slow about inventory. They're cautious about building it up. And you know, you got cars, who's buying the cars, who's buying these clothes that seem to be discounted. There's enough red tag sales to make you go crazy, but they're not going crazy. People aren't running into the stores. So the bottom line is the Consumer Confidence Index was 52.9 in June. That's a huge decline from 62.7 in May. It's the biggest drop since February, and usually that turns around as you get into the warmer weather. I would think that is troubling, troubling numbers. In the meantime, President Obama made a new or renewed plea to Congress on Tuesday to revive efforts to extend unemployment benefits. Remember, the House on Tuesday rejected the $34 billion bill that would have pushed benefits through November. They also voted to give home buyers 3 more months to complete the home purchases in time for the tax credit, so they get the $8,000 or the $6,500 on the existing home if they had been there at least 3 years. Here's what Obama had to say about the economy and jobs.
we've still got a lot of work to do. There is a great concern about the 8 million jobs that were lost during the course of these last 2 years.
Yeah, good luck with that one. And this was after meeting with the Federal Reserve Chairman, Ben Bernanke, who is not happy, who publicly is saying that the recovery is going to stay on track. But then you keep hearing the term double dip recession. And that doesn't make you feel comfortable. And the worst that we've seen since the Depression, remember we had Harry Dent on, who's good with numbers and demographics, and he talked about looking at the flow of money and where it's all headed. And, hey, you look at the construction industry and the new homes, and I think that tells you all you need to know. I mentioned that Kagan is getting a little bit of a fight, but it's much different when it comes to Petraeus. So he talked about Afghanistan, avoided a lot of the end date questions, was able to worm his way kind of around it. And he did have something to say about General McChrystal.
General McChrystal has devoted his entire professional life to the defense of this nation, and he and his family have made enormous personal sacrifices during his lengthy deployments over the past 9 years in particular. His contributions during that time were very significant.
And they were in Iraq, certainly with the surge. You can't dispute that. It's a question now, this crazy thing that came up, who knew this? He's a four-star general, but he hasn't held that title for very long. So does he retire with just the three stars, or does he get to retire with a full four stars? It makes a difference in the retirement package that he would get, and Obama may actually be the guy that decides that. It's tricky just by the amount of days and the years, according to what the Army says. He would have to have somebody jump in and intercede for him, give him a little lift. And I wonder, I bet you Obama does that. Because he doesn't want any blowback on that, so I don't think he would deny him the four stars. In the meantime, we mentioned this briefly the other day. He was the guy with almost perfect attendance. Senator Byrd, the longest serving senator in our history, often said to the guys around him, the senators, the women and the men, that he loved them, but he loved the Senate that much more. So that's where they're going to say goodbye to him. His body is going to lie in wait before returning home to West Virginia for a public funeral. Byrd's final appearance on the Senate floor, where he became famous for soaring oratory, where he would just hold court and some record-setting speeches, is as historic as the senator himself, I guess. So the casket was there. And in 1959, that's when he joined the chamber. That's a crazy amount of years to be in that same position over and over and over again. He was third in line to the presidency, but he died at the age of 92. He was hydrated for dehydration. And few people outside of his own family knew about his condition. They knew that he was obviously getting up there and it was inevitable, but didn't realize that it was happening sooner rather than later. Coming up on the flip side, what about that energy bill? What's happening there, if anything? Stay with us.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcast?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from KeroStove. KeroStove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now get the Family Emergency Kit at KeroStove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KeroStove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KeroStove.com. KeroStove for family emergency solutions.
gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions.
You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase.
Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world.
Sign up today at DoublyShoppers.com.
Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoublyShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
In 1965, this was the sound. This is done. One more time. Wait to see. It'll drag. Papa's got a brand new bag.
All right, just to recap, Alex becomes a hurricane, and there are swells of up to 12-foot waves, they're talking about, reaching the Gulf spill. So that sent the skimmers back in. But they should be able to still keep drilling for the relief well. It's really Texas that's going to get slammed with the hurricane, meaning the high waters, the flooding, all the stuff that goes along with that. It's just a question of how high will the winds be and how much damage in the end. They've already declared it a state of emergency. Governor Rick Perry has. So we'll see. Day 71 in the spill, and finally, would you believe this? After all this time, how many times I know I did a show where we probably talked about it for an hour. Why are we not getting any help? It's like the Jones Act. Why don't we just say screw the Jones Act temporarily and get help from people who have these tankers who want to help the U.S.? So now after all this time, the U.S. is accepting help from 12 countries and other organizations internationally with this oil spill. The State Department had to let the cat out of the bag that they're working on the fine print of the help that's been accepted. And the 12 countries, they're not announced now. One of them, it looks to be, is Japan, because they've got two high-speed skimmers and this fire containment boom that they're going to chip in with. But there's been at least 30 countries that have offered to help, and no help, no asking for help, just letting it go, and now all of a sudden it's 71 days. The faith that this government put in, British Petroleum, this is horrible, this is unacceptable, but they're going to plug this leak. Well, yeah, they had no way to plug it. So here we are, 71 days later. It should have been accepted sooner. I don't understand it. And the State Department isn't clear, and they're not saying why. Some offers were accepted and others were not. So who was rejected in the pile of people who wanted to help out? Speaking of oil spills and energy and all of that sort of stuff, one thing that gets most of us hot under the collar is to think of more taxes. If we're paying more taxes, we're not happy. So the Democrats are backing down on an energy tax. They're trying to get this energy legislation going, and it's stalled in the Senate. So now the idea is let's scale back the bill because we need the GOP. We've got to do something. So Kerry and Lieberman both made comments after meeting at the White House with some other senators and the president, who's pushing to have something happen because of what's going on in the Gulf of Mexico because of this spill. So they say they're willing to compromise somewhere on it. The climate bill by Kerry and Lieberman would tax carbon dioxide emissions produced by the coal-fired power plants and other large polluters, they say, as a way to reduce the pollution that's part of what scientists say is global warming, some scientists. So the measure is supposed to cut emissions. I don't believe all the numbers because we've had people on to dispute the numbers. But regardless, here's the deal. They say the measure will cut emissions of carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases by 17% by 2020 and more than 80% by 2050. So here's some thoughts by a handful of senators on energy.
The president was very clear about putting a price on carbon and limiting greenhouse gas emissions.
You need to put a price on carbon pollution to stop the billions of dollars that are flowing out of America to foreign countries to buy their oil. A lot of those foreign countries are actually enemies of ours.
We've got to find that path that does not put an added burden on the American taxpayer.
As long as we take a national energy tax off the table, there's no reason we can't have clean energy legislation.
All right, take that tax off, baby, and make sure it doesn't go back there. That's the problem. So you heard from Lieberman, Kerry, Murkowski, and Alexander, all four senators, on what's going on with energy. I don't know that. See, here you got financial reform and you got energy. So which one of the two is more near and dear to the heart of Barack Obama? And I actually think financial reform, the whole outcry about handing money to the banks that are too big to fail, I would say, as much as he wants the energy thing to go through and saying that's going to create jobs and all that other sort of stuff, I think the immediate focus is to play for financial reform. Here's what the White House spokesperson Robert Gibbs said on financial reform.
There was always a question as to whether this was going to get done. I don't think there is a question now whether it will get done.
Ooh, and what's happened here is there's been some behind-the-scenes wrangling over, okay, where are the compromises? It's the same thing. How can we get this through and get the amount of votes we need to ram it through? And that has to do really with who's paying for what. You had some fireworks over it earlier in the last day or so over who's paying for what and whose pocket are we going to pick. And so it comes back to the same thing. It's like I always say here. It's very simple, folks. You just trace it back to the money. It's always about the money. Whether we're talking about terrorism, whether we're talking about taxes, whatever it is, thriving and surviving, it's all about that. So in looking at the politics of financial reform, it's clearly about the votes needed, and push whatever money aside you can push aside and try to kind of get that whole discussion off the table. Because the more time that goes by, the more possibilities that the senators are exposed to certain things that they don't want to be exposed to. That's when you start to dig a little bit further and find out, oh, okay. So Wall Street Reform, it was John Boehner, I think, that talked about that. It talked about Wall Street Reform and how ridiculous some of the things are that are being considered, including this excellent quote. And what he said was, Wall Street Reform is like killing an ant with a nuclear weapon. So he believes that political rebellion right akin to 1776 is brewing about the lamb, and that the Social Security retirement age should be raised to 70. The Wall Street reform bill moving through, he says that the Democrats are snuffing out the America that he grew up in, and that we've got to get more Americans engaged in their government than at any other time in history. And I completely agree with that. How often do I say it on America Tonight? Flying blind anymore is not an option. There is a price to pay for this freedom, and you have to be paying attention. You have to have a scorecard and be involved and be motivated to be involved. It's not necessarily that hard. You got to pay attention and make some informed choices when you go to vote. The midterm elections will be giant. I mean, giant. It's like what happened with health care and what's going to happen to the health care system. And that really pushed a lot of Americans over the edge. I believe that. And that's why I think we'll see a difference in November. Now you have financial regulatory reform, this whole package. And there's so much in this that it's not going to lead to the transparency and the enforcement of what should be by so-called regulators. That's what has to be key here. It has to be key. And there has to be enough to pay. There has to be enough money to be able to do this. So there has been talk about raising the retirement age to 70 for people who have at least 20 years until retirement, tying the cost of living increases to the CPI, the Consumer Price Index, rather than wage inflation, and limiting payments to those who need them. Robert Gibbs, who you heard, responded to Boehner's attack on the Wall Street reform bill, saying it's opening one's mouth and removing most of the doubt that you've completely been out of touch with America, and saying that millions of Americans have been financially devastated by some of the practices that the bill is trying to address, and that the criticism is just because he's out of touch with everything. Yeah, it's all about solvency, baby, and what is it going to take to do that? There's the answer. Give me the answer to this, where you do not have to screw the middle class and screw them out of money that they desperately need for all the taxes that we're going to have to pay. My, oh, my.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. If you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Bringing you the best in alternative talk radio for over 10 years. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What if your local grocery store was suddenly closed?
What if?
What if a crisis of world events caused anarchy?
What if?
The time to prepare yourself and your family for what if
is now.
For 1 week only, Ready Made Resources offers all GCN listeners 25% off of all Mountain House case lots.
And that includes free shipping.
Go to readymaderesources.com. See the variety of our quality Mountain House foods in a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals.
Yes, there is a catch.
This 25% off of case lots only lasts through June 30th. Hurry, go to readymaderesources.com. Or call 1-800-627-3809 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case of Mountain House Foods with free shipping. That's 800-627-3809 or go to readymaderesources.com.
Hurry, sale ends June 30th.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Trying to shake it up on the hill when it came to Elena Kagan, but she was trying to kill him with the jokes. It was like the improv. There must have been four or five times where she got in some of the levity and it kind of disarmed a few of the senators. It won't get that way later in the week. I think it'll become more of a rat-a-tat-tat firing back and forth kind of thing. We'll see. I keep going back to the same thing, though. We can talk about this till we're blue in the face, what you don't like, what you do like, but I don't think it's going to matter that much because, to me, it's just a pathway to confirmation. I don't think anything is going to shake or rock the boat of Elena Kagan. This is almost an inevitability, and the court doesn't come back in session until October. Well, 18 million people in the U.S. were glued to Saturday's loss to Ghana. The U.S., Team USA, I was so deflated. And even with the U.S. out, there is no doubt there's been a huge interest in the World Cup. Sadly, that means that there are also people trying to pull off scams. The antivirus experts at Norton say that spam related to this year's World Cup was up like 27% since April. Kevin Haley, the director of product management for Norton, joins us on ATN for more on this brutal cyber scam and some others, too. Hey, Kevin, how are you?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Well, in the case of the World Cup, how are the scammers reeling people in? What's the bait?
Well, the bait is the World Cup itself and people's interest in it. So, they, as you said, they're sending a lot of spam, which may be to sell bogus goods or maybe to get steal things from you or get you to download malware. They're also trying to get you to go to websites. So you may get something that says, hey, check out this video of some highlight from the World Game. And when you go to view it, you actually get malware downloaded onto your machine.
Oh, that's the worst. That's awful. It happened to me once, and it had nothing to do with the World Cup, but something else where I was tripped into it. I didn't realize what I was doing. And now the scammers are getting I don't want to say craftier, but they're getting better at this, aren't they?
Yeah, they just get better and better. They learn from their mistakes and they improve. They're also going to take advantage of anything that's topical or in the news at the moment. The World Cup is clearly in the news right now, so that's why we're seeing so much around that.
So what would you tell people? Would you say, just don't even go there. Don't click on something you're unfamiliar with. If you want to look up something in the news, just go to a news website to find out about it or go somewhere else. But just don't click on anything that says free this or look at this video when it's sent from somebody you don't know.
Yeah, absolutely. That's more than likely somebody trying to trap you into download malware onto your machine.
Yeah, how bad has this problem gotten, Kevin, since I think, and you're the expert in this, but to me it just seems like, and you said this, as I was mentioning, the scammers are getting better and better, so it seems like the volume is getting worse. Is it getting worse out there?
It is getting worse. Unfortunately, there's some bad people that are making money off of this, and they're trying to increase the amount of money they make, so they just keep sending more and more of it. And they'll leverage whatever's available. Probably when you got caught, there was something else in the news. A year ago, it was Michael Jackson's death, and people were getting email to click on the Michael Jackson video or something like that and getting trapped.
Yeah, how bad is this malware when that starts to happen? Is it the jig is up? I mean, even if somebody gets Norton, you guys clean everything up, but it'd be better to be well-armed before that than to step into the trap. But let's say you don't know and you fall into the trap. What can it do to your computer?
Well, in some cases, it may be there to try to steal your bank account information. What's also very popular is to try to sell you fake antivirus products. So they'll pop up a message on your computer and say, hey, you're infected with 200 pieces of malware, and if you want, if you pay me $49.95, I'll remove it from your machine. Of course, the only malware on your machine is the malware that's popping up and telling you have malware.
Yeah, that happened. That's the thing that happened to me. It was security something, security tool, and you couldn't get rid of it. So you're in the middle of doing something. You're just trying to get it off the screen, and that's how I think that they caught a lot of people, like, oh, I just want this off of here. Let's just get it off. And it looks official, but it's not. And usually it turns out that is this right? It turns out that it could be somebody from anywhere, offshore and any other country that they've set this up.
They could be anywhere in the world. And you're right, those screens look very convincing, and you'll do anything to get it to stop popping up on your machine. So the bad guys have a real advantage over you to try to twist your arm to get you to pay the money.
Boy, no kidding. So what at Norton, what do you guys have to do to keep on top of this with your product? What do you look for? Because you're in that arena. What are you doing for futuristic things looking down the road as far as Norton's concerned?
Yeah, well, of course, we're all over the world watching what's going on so that when we see something new, we can react and give protection out to our customers. In fact, we're putting out updates to Norton every 7 minutes so that as soon as we see something, we can get it out to everybody and they can be protected from it. So if somebody does get infected with one of these, it's not too late. Don't pay the $49.95. Go out and get a copy of good software, security software. Get it on your machine and get that stuff off.
How long, Kev, how long have you been with Norton? How long have you been in your capacity?
I've been there about 10 years.
Ooh, 10 years. So this is a good question. You've seen this really change, this business really change from when you first were there to now. What are the biggest differences?
Well, back when I started, we did about four viruses or signatures or protection for about four viruses a day. Today, we do them for about 20,000. So we've really seen the numbers just blow up. And that's because it's become commercialized and professionalized. You have people that are out there doing this to make money as opposed to just kind of brag about their hacking ability. And unfortunately, there's a lot of them out there trying to make that money. So it's keeping us pretty busy.
Wow, four viruses to 20,000. As you said, you pick up one maybe every 7 minutes. So that's what you have people doing. You're looking for everything and anything that you know you can stop.
That's right. That's right.
It's like you're just casting, because you try to wrap your mind around this, you're just casting a big net out there and getting everything you can possibly get into it. Is that a good way to describe it?
Yeah, that's a great description. And we're also, we're analyzing it also to try to figure out where they're going next so that we can stay ahead of them. So we always are working on new technologies that we can get out into the product that that'll fool the bad guys and make it difficult for them.
Yeah. So when Norton hires people, do they hire people that would know code, that are good, would know how to even hack into a system, that know what would be the qualifications so that somebody's on the ball grabbing all this stuff?
Yeah, well, we're definitely not going to hire anybody that's ever been a hacker. We don't do that. But people that have that kind of inquisitive mind generally have some sort of computer training. And of course, we do a lot of training internally to teach our people how to analyze these threats and create protection for them.
Yeah. Do you, in the future, do you think pretty much it's almost, because I'm sure you've seen that, you've seen how the business has grown at Norton because of the need for it. It pretty much almost now when you get a computer, you just tell people, boy, you got to have some kind of security system, right? No matter what. No matter what it is, you have to have a security system because I don't see how you could have a computer and not be signed up for something. It'd be too risky, wouldn't it?
Oh, it's pretty foolish not to. And in fact, you always get a laugh out of people that say, well, I've never had any antivirus or any security on my computer, and I've never had a virus. Well, how do you know? Most likely you have.
And you just got lucky that it wasn't your bank account all of a sudden being drained or something that you have no idea about, but you're right. I don't see, if you're telling me there's these 20,000 viruses a day, oh, that's incredible, up from 4 a day in just a decade. Can you imagine how many it'll be when you're talking about another decade from now? We probably won't even be able to count that much.
No, we're doubling every year now. And the last couple of years, the amount out there has doubled each year. So it's crazy out there.
Yeah, no kidding. Kevin, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight. We appreciate it. Also, too, what's your dog's name?
Cooper.
Cooper. I know because I have a dog, and this audience has heard my dog occasionally in the background. Is Cooper a big dog?
No, he's a small one, but he's got a big bark.
I love it. So Cooper's in the closet somewhere with bones and water, and he's being well cared for so that we wouldn't hear him in the background. Kevin, honestly, it was a pleasure. We'll talk to you down the road.
Well, thanks so much. Good night now.
Good night. Kevin Haley, Director of Product Management for Norton. So, yeah, real life, real problems. That is an incredible statistic. Like you said, doubling it every year. So there's no way. And see, that's the thing. Somebody says, oh, I have to pay for this. Why do I have to pay for this? And why do I have to pay for that? It's like the backup thing. You have to have backup for your computer because if the computer crashes and you've got information you need on it, where's that information going? So you have no choice. You're better off to just back it up from the start. And absolutely on the security thing. I know, listen, with that security tool that got onto my computer, it was a nightmare. I was lucky I was able to get it off, and that's exactly what happened. I just wanted it away. I clicked on it, on the X, to click it off, and it actually downloaded a virus. Isn't that nice? Odds and Ends coming up.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800 800- 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
Down the street with the great blue way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of speech. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets ring. To the sound of the beat, yeah. Another one bites.
Coming up on our next version of America tonight on Hump Day. Hump Day into Thursday. The editor-in-chief of Bicycling Magazine. We're going to talk a little Tour de France. This is the last one for Lance Armstrong. He's another one of these Twitter guys who Twitters everything. And he just happened to tweet that this is it for him. So 3 weeks of Lance Armstrong and his team and the rest of the teams in those mountainous stages. Boy, that's where Lance Armstrong can be so impressive. Will he win this year, even make it to the podium? We're going to talk about it and talk about all the scandals. Who's doping, what's going on with that, and what did they used to do in the past. It should be a lot of fun. And the editor-in-chief of Bicycling Magazine on our next version of America Tonight. In the meantime, we've already talked about Larry King and Elena Kagan, but what about General Petraeus? Oh, yeah, that happened. The Senate is going to confirm Petraeus. There's no question about it. It's done, done, done. He just sailed through it, in fact. And, of course, he was going to sail through it. Why would there be a problem with the Petraeus connection? It was pretty obvious that it was hurriedly done, and Petraeus was the guy since he was running the overall CENTCOM. I was a little surprised because I thought that there would be somebody else who would end up taking over Afghanistan. But I think they thought, why not Petraeus? He goes from Petraeus to Petraeus just like that overnight. Ah, fame and fate and fortunes can change on a dime, all because of the Rolling Stone magazine. So the Senate panel backed him to lead the U.S. and NATO forces in that country. What was interesting that came out of the Petraeus deal was just that there's no hardcore. This is why he is a master at politics. There was no hardcore date. He kept getting pressed about dates and commitments to Afghanistan. And what he would just say is he's behind the president and the way of thinking, and that July of 2011 will start the process to withdraw troops, but he didn't say we're withdrawing all the troops and there's an end date. He was very careful to say it's not the date when the U.S. heads for the exit doors and turns out the lights. At the G20 summit, was over the border in Canada last weekend, world leaders that were there agreed it's going to take a bunch of years before Afghan forces can even assume most security tasks on their own. So, in other words, expect, I think, probably 15 years of Afghanistan. I don't mean 15 more years. I mean, we've already done, the United States has already put in 9 and change. So up to 15 years. How do you feel about 15 years in Afghanistan? I'll tell you what. When the United States leaves Afghanistan and the little bedraggled amounts of NATO forces, for whatever that's worth, there better be something to show for it, I think. Because now you add that all up, 15 years. How much money is being spent on Afghanistan? And the argument to that is, well, for our security, for our safety in the United States, how can you even think of pulling anybody out of Afghanistan? And the answer is, how secure are we when we have, let's see, the would-be terrorists, those who want to go to the Pakistani camps who are assimilating. Some of the Hamas folks are here, and I'm talking about the Hamas folks who are also trying to assimilate. There's also Al-Qaeda ties in the United States that, you know, run deep. We talk to terror experts all the time on ATN, and what do we always hear? Expect that it's at least a couple thousand. At least a couple thousand. Are you kidding? And then we have this Russian spy thing happen, and it's, you don't know whether to just laugh because it is like a James Bond movie, sort of a little old school mixed in with some high tech stuff, meaning that you had these people who had fake identities. Again, it all goes back to that, the fake identities and how the access is so easy in the United States. So you had all these Russians, one flat-out 28-year-old bombshell. I bet you any guy would give up any information to her, honestly. I mean, she was drop-dead gorgeous, flaming redhead, who was got to know all kinds of people in high society in New York. And why does that matter? Because they're privy to certain information, because they ante up the bucks that help people get elected in positions of power. So what do they know about the presidential elections and nuclear arms and situation with Iran and all that sort of stuff? That's the kind of information that they were trying to amass. And it had been building for at least 7 years, at least. But really, they being the FBI, think it's a lot more than that, right under our noses. Even the ex-spy says that Russia may have 50 undercover couples. One couple living in Montclair, New Jersey. Another living in Massachusetts, just outside of Boston, Massachusetts. And what kind of occupations? Financial occupations. One was a television reporter. And they knew how to just blend in, even with an accent, whatever. We certainly have pockets of communities that have people with accents, or nobody wants to be seen as questioning anything when anybody has an accent. And there are plenty of Russian people in this country. There are big Russian communities, but they weren't really in Russian communities. So one of the most famous defectors from Russia really truly believes that the layers are very, very deep here. And it's interesting, with the 11 allegedly involved in the spy ring, the one was picked up in Cyprus today. They say the Russians that the arrests are unjustified, and this is just some kind of crazy throwback to the Cold War. And some senior lawmakers might be trying to undercut Obama's relationship with Moscow. That was Putin's remarks. Oh, this is nonsense. It's nonsense. It's nonsense, I tell you. And it's not nonsense. Clearly, in connecting the dots, the FBI was banging their chest for a reason. And these were deep cover Russian agents. And they'd been tracking them for years. And they were trying to, they were really trying to crash policy making circles so that they would be privy to information, which you would be. If you had the trust of someone, you had the ear of somebody that, knew enough about what was being talked about, you could absolutely get some pretty interesting information that you could send back to Mother Russia. How odd is this whole thing with the timing, with Medvedev stopping by Washington and doing the whole thing in California and Silicon Valley and all that, and then this happening? And there were about 400 Russian intelligence officers in the U.S., probably. That's probably the number. And maybe 50 or so couples that are cultivating friends in high places as sources of information, trying to get information out of them and then send it back to Russia. Crazy. It's just a crazy story. And the way they did it is very James Bond-like. That's why I said you could compare it to James Bond. Brush by techniques where you meet in a park and there's a signal, almost like the signs in baseball. You have certain signs if you do something with your elbow or you brush by somebody or whatever. And you know what name came to mind when they were talking about trying to cultivate friends in high places? George Soros. That's the name that came to my mind. Now, I have no proof of that, but I know that the circles that they traveled in were some of the circles that Soros would be in. So you have to believe there's at least some conversation there, somebody connected. I mean, you know, and the Russians aren't the only people, by the way, spying on the United States. What about the Israelis? What about some of the allegations of what Israel knew heading into 9/11? Boy, that's a Pandora's box that nobody wants to open up. Send me your thoughts, AmericaTonight.net.
Boy, that escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.